to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a nutrition geek and all-round cake lover. And guys, I just birthed a baby. Well done, me. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 42 of The Gut Goddess Show. And I'm super excited because I'm recording this podcast in real time. So this is the week that this has gone out. This is the week that I'm recording it because for the last couple of months, I don't know if you know, but I've had a baby. So I got super organized and made sure there was a lot of awesome podcasts so that you could keep on getting this weekly educational, inspirational, and hopefully fun and funny podcast in your earbuds so that you can keep on creating one incredibly healthy, joyful, happy life and body. But I wanted to come back. I was missing recording the podcast and I thought what I'm going to do today is kind of a bit of a life update, really. I've titled this I Birthed a Baby. So I'm going to explain a little bit about kind of postpartum, so post-baby recovery, how that's going. I'm going to talk about the five things I'm loving right now, what I've been eating, how I've been finding and navigating having a different body after having a baby and all of that sort of thing. But before I dive into today's little life update, I want to let you know something awesome. So being on maternity leave has basically meant I've had a lot of time to like sit and think about things and sit and think of ideas and think about the business and, you know, just contemplate life in general. And so out of this, I really wanted to create a mindset program. So I'll give you a bit of a background for this. Since having a baby, I have definitely had opportunities to have really screwed up thinking about my body and about food. I'm going to be honest. And I've really noticed these new thoughts kind of intensify and just lots of opportunity to talk crap about myself, to eat junk food, to eat lots of sugar, to treat myself, or because I've had a bad night, or because my baby's screaming in my face, to comfort eat, to binge drink, because I'm now drinking alcohol, and all of these kinds of things. But actually, even though that those opportunities have come knocking, I haven't allowed my mindset and my relationship with my food and my body to spiral out of control. I've not been perfect. I'm not some perfect Pollyanna Barbie here, but my mindset and my relationship with food has stayed healthy and my relationship with my body has stayed healthy. And the reason for that is that I have transformed my way of thinking, my mindset, my relationship with food. And I really, really want to share the framework that I've used and I've taught many of my clients and many of my members in my brand new 5-day mindset reset program. So this is the first time I've shared this information on a public platform. It's going to be a 5-day program and you get free access. That's it. Free access to this when you simply buy my Eat and Be Merry Christmas ebook. So Eat and Be Merry is a festive recipe ebook with gluten, dairy, and refined sugar-free recipes from things like Christmas cake to Yule log to brownies to cinnamon rolls to homemade chocolate to mincemeat to no-bake mince pies to it's awesome. So many recipes. But when you buy that, you'll also get free access to my 5-day mindset reset program, which is starting the 1st of December and running till the 5th. Now, this is all about transforming your relationship with food. And I'm going to be sharing with you the 5-part method that I use with my clients, I've used myself, and that I've been using actively in the last couple of months. So if you feel like you've got a screwed up relationship with food and that December and January is just one big excuse for you to binge and be full of self-loathing and to think, oh, well, tonight's the last night because I'll start again tomorrow or I'll be good tomorrow. You know, if you're filled with guilt around the festive season and you just end up starting the new year feeling bloated, crappy, and as more like a whale than anything else, then make sure you join me. Simply grab the Eat and Be Merry book, which you can find at supernaturallyhealthy.org/be-merry, all one word, or you can find the link in the show notes. But I would love you to join me for this program. And in the future, when I run this again, it's going to be at a much higher price. So if you are looking to transform your relationship with food and looking to transform your belly at the same time, because they can go hand in hand, then make sure you join me for the 5-day mindset reset, which you can sign up at supernaturallyhealthy.org/be-merry. Otherwise, let's get on with today's show. So, I had a baby. Guys, I just went on and had a baby boy. It was in September. He was about 12 days overdue. Well, I say overdue in inverted quotes because I wasn't convinced that the due date that I was given was correct, but he came in his own perfect timing. I knew I was having a boy. And he arrived after it was quite a long labor in the end, as lots of labors are. And I'm not going to actually share that much about the birth story and the birth itself. I'm going to do that for a separate post. I can't decide whether I want to write it or talk about it. But it's still relatively fresh in my mind. So I'm just making sure that I am really ready to share it onto the World Wide Web. So I will at some point, but I didn't feel like I wanted to just yet. So I'm sure you can respect that. But I will share it at some point. And overall, it was a really positive experience. So it's not because it was some horrific, awful thing. There were some really great positives about it, but I'm just still processing it. And I just sometimes take a while to process things. So little Merlin, his name is Merlin Alexander Merrick Hall. Arrived, he was about over 9 pounds 2, very long, cute baby. He had a big, if you've been watching my Instagram account or follow me on Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy, you'll see he had a big head of hair. And I'm going to share with you a couple of things, just really how the last sort of 8 weeks have been going, because he's about 8 weeks old now, kind of out of the womb, and things that I'm loving, things that I'm eating, and how my relationship with my body is going, you know, as everything, there's lots of change and lots of transition, and I'm still in it. So, postpartum, the last 8 weeks, how's it been? Well, I think I have been pleasantly surprised in some aspects. It's actually been much better than I was expecting. I think I was literally expecting a really horrific experience once he was out into the world. And my physical recovery did take longer than I expected and has been a lot sorer and things than I would have imagined. Breastfeeding has been pretty horrendous. And I was expecting it to be really hard, maybe not quite as hard as it has been. But again, I'll probably share about that in its own post because I've been learning so much about how to feed your baby in the last 8 weeks. So postpartum wise, I feel like one of the things that surprised me most was how much I fell in love with Merlin straight away. I was really worried, to be honest, and really expectant that actually I wouldn't have all the gooey feels, you know, once he had arrived. I have a history of depression and a history of quite high anxiety, and I just, didn't think that it would be a given that I would have all the feels, the feelings for him straight away. I thought that that could take a little bit of time. I didn't have all the feels in pregnancy. I wasn't super excited. I wasn't super broody. So I expected that it might take time, and I was okay with that because it's not a given, basically, that as soon as you've given birth that you're just going to be head over heels in love. It's so normal for it to take a bit of time. But I actually was pretty in love from my first night in hospital when I was just like, oh, you're the cutest thing. He is so cute. I mean, I am so biased because I'm his mum, but he is so cute. He really, really is. So that has been a really nice surprise. So that's been a really, really good thing. Another really good thing is I feel like energy wise, I'm doing much better than I thought. I kind of thought I would be like a walking zombie. And I've definitely had days where I'm like that, but I think with the good nutrition that I've been having, with my supplement regime, with my herbal regime, with all the supports that I put into place, all the meals that I'd cooked, all the practical support, all the naps I've been taking and really prioritizing my own recovery. That's really been a priority for me and still is just 8 weeks on. I'm not all recovered. I am still my priority right now. And so I've been really surprised at how not horrific I've felt energy wise. I've been chronically fatigued on a mild level before, so I really know what it is to feel that awful fatigue. And I've been tired, sure, but I have not felt as awful as I was expecting. So that's really good. So those are two really, really positive things with it. Also, another really positive thing, I have been really, I'm really glad that I put in so much support for this period of time. I don't think I would be feeling as with it and okay as I do if I hadn't basically asked for a lot of help. So my postpartum support has looked like getting meals. I got about 2 weeks worth of meals from people in my church community. We did a meal train. So I got delivered lots of meals for 2 weeks. My mum probably made me like a week's worth of meals. Other family members made me meals. And before I gave birth, I bought a new freezer and I cooked tons of meals for myself. So we're now 8 weeks on and I've barely cooked a meal and I've still got things in the freezer for me to keep on eating. There's definitely some curry and some stew and some chili in there. So that has been really, really positive. In the past, I've been rubbish at asking for help, but I'm really glad that I did. I also got help from my mother-in-law, my sisters, and my mum. They all came and helped me for a day. So I had a really nice gradual kind of immersion to it, just being me and Merlin once Joe had gone back to work. He was off for 2 weeks. So that has been really, really positive. Now, the downsides, the things that have been really hard and really challenging have been breastfeeding. I knew that would be difficult. My family has a little bit of a history of having quite a low supply because we have thyroid issues. So low supply and thyroid issues can often go hand in hand. But I wasn't expecting it to be so excruciatingly painful. So that's all I'm going to say on that for now. Again, I'm still in it. I will do a post on it at some point with all the things that I've learned and all my top tips, because guys, I have learned a lot about breastfeeding in the last couple of weeks. And thankfully Merlin is fed and happy and that's all good, but that's been really challenging. A lot of crying at 3 o'clock in the morning, a lot of pain, a lot of swearing profusely with the foulest language you could imagine. I'm quite worried that Milan's first words will be some sort of profanity, because it just helps with the pain, I'm not going to lie. So that has been really, really challenging, I have to say, when it comes to that. And the other challenging thing, which is both of these things are totally normal, I think, for new mums. For those of you that are listening that are mums, you'll be like, oh yeah, totally get you. And for those of you that are thinking maybe one day you want to be a mum, these are all totally normal things, apparently. The other thing has just been this transition of not working. Like I say, air quotes, working. Obviously my days are full around napping, feeding, tummy time, going out to see people, going on walks, doing my Pilates recovery exercises, appointments for Merlin, appointments for me. But not working on my business has been really challenging, actually. And just being in that transition of into motherhood, actually. And I've been a mother since I was pregnant, but it's really, really making that final transition now and thinking about, okay, well, what do I want this podcast to look like? What do I want business to look like? Who do I want to work with? What do I want my work to look like? You know, do I want to come back to work as in business work, or do I not? And all of these different things. And so that's been really challenging. And I think just having that transition from doing so much, to be honest, of running a business, doing my master's degree, being pregnant, doing things in the house, or being involved in my community, all of these different things right up until giving birth. And then I've given myself basically from September to Christmas is total switch off time, not doing work on my master's, which I still to do my dissertation and need my proposal to be at the ethics panel by next March, which will be interesting. Still, you know, keep this business going and all the educational, the resources, this podcast, my clients, all of that sort of stuff, and not just have a break from that. I've actually found that to be really challenging. And I think that's really normal, actually, for women when they are making this transition from full-time, air quotes, work to having a baby. It's just a different pace of life. It's a different part of your brain. It's a different schedule. It's, you know, in a day, if I get one thing done, like today, I'm hoping to go to Lidl. If I get that done today, then I'm like winner. Well, actually, to be fair, I would have recorded a podcast and gone to Lidl, in which case, if I can manage those two things, then oh my goodness, I have been like incredibly productive. But just the pace of life is different, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's not good or bad. It's just different. So that has been challenging to adjust to. So those are a couple of my postpartum updates. And in terms of, I thought I would do, I wrote myself like a little set of interview questions. So I thought I would share with you the five things I am loving right now. So number one is white noise. Merlin just loves white noise. Not going to lie, helps him to go off to sleep. You turn it on, swaddle him. He knows it's nap time. It's awesome. That's how I'm recording this now. He is in his long nap, which is fabulous. So I'm loving that right now. The next thing I'm loving is my kilogram bag of decaf organic coffee beans. I bought them from Amazon. My daily decaf coffee has been awesome. It doesn't help wake me up because it's decaf, so it's super low caffeine. But just the ritual of it, it's a little bit of me time. I love a bit of coffee. Went off it a bit in pregnancy, back onto it with full force, which is fabulous. So I've been loving that. And the third thing I've been loving is walks. For a couple of weeks after giving birth, standing and walking were not comfortable and easy. So I have been loving just going out for a walk. You know, on days when the days that are challenging, or when my mood's really low, or I'm feeling really wobbly emotionally, which I have had days like that, then going on a walk in the sunshine, talking to the cows, going to see the horses has been fab. It's been a total brain saver. Really, really, really has. So that has been another thing that I'm loving. What am I onto now? The fifth thing. I can't really remember. I think I'm onto the third. Fourth, in fact. The fourth thing that I am loving so much is new clothes. So post-baby, which I'll chat about a little bit in a minute, about body and all of that, body acceptance, changes in my body, weight that I've gained, all of that sort of stuff. But I decided quite early on that I was going to go shopping. Haven't done a lot of it because shopping with a newborn is interesting, but I have bought some new jeans. I needed some new boots for winter. I got some new tops. So I have a whole new little wardrobe, and I did that quite early on because I really needed to feel good in the clothes that I was in. My maternity clothes were too big. My old jeans and my old trousers, only a couple of pairs fitted. A lot of them didn't, obviously, because it was like 3 weeks after having a baby. And so I didn't decide, oh, I'll just wait until I can fit into my Levi's, because honestly, that might never happen. And so I went out, went to Marks and Spencer's, went to some of my shops that I like, got some tops, got some bottoms, got some jeans, got some boots, and I feel so much better. I also got some new activewear, so my mum uniform is now a pair of Flabletics leggings often, and then a big woolly jumper. That's generally what I'm loving. So I've been loving that, those additions to my wardrobe, and I highly recommend, no matter whether you've had a baby or not, if you're feeling horrible in your body, if something big is, a big transition has happened in your life and in your body, go to the shops. Don't wait until you fit into your jeans again. Go now, buy one or two things that make you feel really good, because it's really important that you feel good today and you're not constantly waiting to, when I fit into those jeans, then I'll feel good about myself. It's such a trap we get ourselves into. So that's another thing that I have been loving. And the fifth thing has been Amazon Prime. I, in an ideal world, wouldn't use Amazon at all. I know it's not very ethical. I know they don't run a great business. I don't think they pay tax. I'm not sure they treat their employees wonderfully. So my plan for the future is to wean myself Amazon, because it doesn't fit in with my values and the way I want to live my life. But being a new mom, Amazon Prime has literally saved my life. so many times where I'm like, oh, crap, because I didn't buy that much stuff before the baby came because I wanted to just see what we genuinely needed. And then I knew I would be able to buy it. So whether it's from dummies to bottles to feeding things to things to help my boobs to sanitary pads, organic sanitary pads, to food, to collagen powder, to magnesium, to vitamin C, to my supplements, to probiotics. I literally have had at least 2 deliveries a week from Amazon Prime, and it has been a total lifesaver. And so that has been awesome. My tips to any of you out there about to have a baby: become a member of Amazon Prime and then use it for a period of time, and then we'll wean ourselves off it, won't we? We'll support more sustainable and ethical businesses. That's the plan anyway. So those are 5 things I am loving right now. But let's get to the juicy stuff. My body. How has that changed? How much weight have I put on? Where am I at? So I've had a couple of questions on the Instagram where people have asked me how much weight I've put on since being pregnant and how I plan on losing it, or how much have I lost since giving birth, you know, from the weight I was before when I was about 9 months pregnant, and just a couple of inquiries about my weight. So I'm going to lay it down straight for you here now, guys, and I'm going to be honest, tell you where I'm at, tell you what I'm thinking. This is an in the moment, me processing this new body that I find myself in. So how much weight did I put on? I'm not really sure. I don't weigh myself anymore. And I think probably from when the midwife weighed me, I think I was probably like 13 and a half stone when I got weighed by the midwife. And I probably got heavier than that because I went overdue, and I definitely grew quite a bit in those final couple of weeks. So I was maybe more like 14 stone when I was 9 months, you know, kind of around due date time, I'm guessing. This is a total guess, guys. And since then, I've honestly got no idea. I really, really don't. I guess that I'm probably about a stone heavier than what I was before. So I think, again, I don't really know what weight I was before I got pregnant because I don't weigh myself, because numbers do not dictate my happiness and my worth. But I'm guessing I was probably about 10 stone 10, 11 stone, around that mark. I'm 5'8". So I think I was roughly weighed about that much. And I'm guessing right now I probably weigh about 12 stone, maybe a bit over 12 stone, maybe 12 and a bit. Just because I definitely am thicker around the waist. My hips have definitely expanded. My thighs are bigger. And I have a little bit of a belly, but really not that much. The actual kind of pregnancy bump belly, I was really surprised at how quickly that disappeared for me. That kind of, by about 2 weeks, I wasn't looking really, really pregnant. And I don't look pregnant. I just look kind of like thicker, a little bit more squishy around the waist. My tummy has always been quite flat. I think that's partly genetics, and just where I carry my weight and having good insulin management means I don't put a lot of weight right onto my belly. I tend to put it onto my thighs and my love handles. So my belly's kind of gone relatively back to being the shape and that it was, but I'm probably a stone and a half heavier. I'm guessing. I honestly have no idea. I'll probably weigh myself in the new year, because now, to be honest, I don't mind that much weighing myself occasionally. It doesn't mean that much to me. And so I'll probably weigh myself probably in the new year. We'll see how I feel. But in terms of how I'm feeling about my body, generally, I've been feeling okay with the changes. I think because I've done so much work on my mindset, on my body acceptance, on eating for health, on eating to nourish, on loving my body, I think generally I felt okay with it. And I feel really proud, actually, that my body has been able to do what it has done. And I've been really focusing on looking after my body. My body's been through a lot. And now I'm really focusing on loving it and looking after it. But it has been challenging. There has been moments that have been challenging when, you know, I don't actually like shopping. I don't like going to buy new jeans. So it's not an exciting... I'm glad to have those new clothes that I mentioned, but I much prefer just to fit all my old clothes so I don't have to bother to go to the shops to buy new things. And just being a bit thicker around the waist and around the tummy, actually having a little bit of a tummy for the first time in my life, you know, because I would always have a big tummy when I was bloated, but when I wasn't bloated, it was relatively flat. And so that's been a bit challenge, having thicker thighs and just generally feeling a bit bigger for what I'm used to of my body. That has definitely felt challenging. But I'm so aware that I'm currently 8 weeks postpartum, and part of me is also really surprised at how well, to be honest, my body has readjusted back to not being pregnant. I have been pleasantly surprised. I thought I would look pregnant for at least like 6 months, and my body and my metabolism have kicked in, my pelvic floor and all the muscles that I built with kind of pregnancy Pilates, I think, have been doing good. So my tummy muscles have come back together and all of that sort of stuff. So it's a real blend. But generally, I am really proud of my body. Yep, it's wobblier, it's flabbier. And some days I kind of want to be that Instagram skinny person. You know, the people you follow on Instagram, they're like personal trainers. They have a baby, and literally like a week after they've had a baby, they look exactly the same. I've had to unfollow a couple of those people, not because there's anything wrong with them, but that's not my postpartum journey. But we all know those people. We all have friends that within a couple of weeks go back to being like a size 8 or a size 6 or whatever, fill in the blank. And I know that's not going to be the case for me. So that can be challenging at times. I'm not immune to comparison. I'm not immune to wanting to be skinnier. But overall, I'm really proud actually of my body and what it's done. And I think in terms of the future, I'm going to just focus on recovery, focus on my health. There's a couple of health issues that have come up and flared up, which is quite normal post-pregnancy. I suspect my thyroid's kind of flared up again, and my adrenals, with all mums, your adrenals go a bit off. So I'm really going to be focused for the next couple of months on really healing my body and helping it recover. And then I'm going to see where I'm at weight wise and body shape wise, and just assess then, do I feel comfortable and happy at the weight I am? Do I feel like am I happy with it? Is it what I want? And if not, then I'll reassess and I'll just implement my own principles around losing weight and do that until I get to the size I want to be. But I'm in no hurry to lose weight or to lose the extra stone and a half I have. The priority for me right now is recovering and self-care and really loving myself through this transition of being a new mum. And in months, I've got the rest of my life to, you know, lose a stone if I want to lose a stone. But right now, that's not a focus. My health is my focus. My mental health is my focus. And my baby is my focus. That is what's happening. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight. So in the future, in 2019, I imagine I might want to trim down a little bit of weight, and I'm sure I will share with you that journey here if that's something I want to do, if that's something that is right for me. I'll share with you the principles and the process, because I know exactly what to do to lose weight, and that's part of why I feel so at ease, actually. I know if I do want to lose weight, I know what to do, I know it works. I just have to do it. That is the approach we should really have to our weight. It shouldn't be this hugely emotional thing. It's just about habits. It's about values. It's about priorities. And for me right now, the priority isn't to lose weight. The priority is to heal, to recover, and to learn how to be a mama to my beautiful little Merlin, who, did I tell you he was really cute? Because if I didn't, he is. You should follow me on Instagram. I post about him occasionally because he's just so cute. So those are my life updates and postpartum updates. I'm sure I'm going to share more specific. I know normally in these podcasts I'm strategic about specific things, and this has kind of been a bit of me waffling, but I've missed you guys. I want to do a bit of an update. If you have any questions about pregnancy or postpartum or anything that you want to hear, then do let me know. I will be recording more podcasts for 2019. We're going to be taking a bit of a break from the podcast over the Christmas period. But we'll be back in 2019. So any other questions that you have, do let me know. Otherwise, if you want to hang out with me and a little bit of Merlin, and you want to transform your relationship with food and have one Merry Christmas and you want to learn how to eat and be merry, make sure you join me in my 5-day mindset reset. We begin the 1st of December and we run through to the 5th of December. This isn't a big, huge, transform your diet, ditch sugar, anything like that. It's actually about how you think about food. And I think December is the perfect time because it can be so triggering for our relationship with food and our relationship with our bodies. So make sure you join me. It is ridiculously cheap, as in it's free. The program is free when you buy the Eat and Be Merry ebook, which is just £12. So it's absolutely peanuts. And I know that this is going to transform your body, your relationship with food, and your mindset. So sending you lots and lots of love, and I hope to see you in a mindset reset. Lots of love. Bye.